Light unites everything in this picture. Light enters this room from the left, but it's not direct sunlight, but daylight and reflected light. And Vermeer shows minute observation in the different way light catches different objects and fabrics, from the gilded picture frame to the pearls round the woman's neck to the different fabrics of her costume. But the same light also seems to be shining on the figure of Cupid in the painting above the woman. He too is lit from the left, and it almost seems that he's burst from the picture frame into the world occupied by the woman, playing on her virginal, a smaller version of a harpsichord. And it's this tangibility of the Cupid in this picture that makes me think that he must be relevant to the meaning of the painting. Nowadays, we'd probably put a thought bubble above the woman, but for Vermeer, he wants to show that the woman is thinking of love, and so puts a painting of the god of love above her. Cupid in the painting is holding one solitary card, which has been used to suggest that he's a symbol of faithful love to one solitary person. And so maybe the chair in the foreground is waiting for the woman's faithful lover.